When I put up these YouTube videos, what I would really like to do is have the freedom to not only talk about the subjects I feel are important, but also talk about them the way I wish to express them. To put this in the words of the late great comic Lenny Bruce, take away the right to say fuck, and you take away the right to say fuck the government. Hello, folks. My name is Ernest. Thank you for being here. Before I get going, I would just ask if you would consider subscribing and hitting the notification bell so the channel grows, and I can keep raising hell about the system on your behalf. Thank you. I don't want to give the impression that I'm a rebel without a cause, because I consider being rebellious just for the sake of being rebellious. Very inane, very juvenile. But if you're dealing with any kind of governmental suppression, and I want to make it very clear that, in my opinion, the US hasn't had any semblance of a true functional government since the end of the Eisenhower administration. Our current government is actually only a functionary of their true owners, corporations, and the mega wealthy. So, as I was saying, there is a very real oppression and suppression in America right now. But that's not the most alarming thing. Because, after all, this is exactly what the corporation wants. What is extremely frightening is that either most Americans don't know this, or even if they do, they seem apathetic and simply don't care. Which is a recipe for absolute tyranny. Now, most Americans have not experienced true absolute tyranny, such as the former Soviet Union under Stalin or Communist China under Mao. But you are incrementally being conditioned to this practice by the supposed crackdown by federal ICE agents in Minnesota recently, resulting in the murders of two US citizens. But this is just the beginning. To give a perfect example of what I mean, to slowly introduce terror and tyranny as a reality or a social norm, has anyone out there even remembered what hasn't happened as a consequence of those murders? Consider this. If any higher-ranking government public figure or high-ranking corporate businessman is threatened with harm in any way, the powers that be would search for that individual to the absolute ends of the earth. No cave is deep enough to find them and administer justice, along with a 24-hour public brainwashing campaign from all the corporate-owned news media that put forth public propaganda explaining to people that police or other government security personnel are diligently searching for the alleged terrorist. But as far as the murders of the ICE agency that recently killed two citizens who posed no real threat to society or anyone else? Nothing. Sound of crickets. There is no justice against them, and there probably never will be. Because basically, the American citizens have been told to shut up, just move along, because those ICE agents were only doing their job. Now, as far as the people of Minnesota who stood out in the freezing cold trying to do something against tyranny, I applaud you. But I also want to remind you of this. Just because Trump sent his lapdog ICE czar to cool down the population of the citizens of Minnesota, who apparently recognize and don't like the idea of tyranny, ICE is not truly gone. ICE and its tyranny agents will most likely return, and when they do, it will be with a vengeance. because that's the way tyranny works. And this is exactly the same thing Italian fascist Benito Mussolini did in the 1930s and early 40s. And then, as I already stated, there is the fact that those murderous ICE agents have seemingly disappeared and have fallen off the radar. That's because that's the entire plan. And believe me, there absolutely is a plan. And what is the plan, you might justifiably be asking? Well, not wanting to talk your ear off, I will finish up this episode by telling you that there are multiple plans, but the primary goal is absolute, unquestioning subjugation of a majority of American citizens, where your only remaining function is to be obedient workers and obedient fucking consumers. How does the idea of living in your small or mid-sized city, seeing the same old parade of corporate McShit food restaurants paraded on your main strips, with few or any remaining mom-and-pop restaurants or diners, grab you? That is the reality America has become for the last 30 years. And you know what? As long as we allow it, it's only going to get worse. A lot worse. So what is the answer, you may be asking? I really don't believe I need to tell you that, as it should be as simple as the nose on your face. Or the club that's just about to bash you over your fucking head. Until next time, this is Ernest, and that's all I've got for today.